Checking the maps on a mobile phone is no excuse in California.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, featuring their new, more personalized Delta.com. You can see what's new at Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. An appeals court in the Golden State has ruled it's illegal in California to use a handheld mobile phone to navigate. The judge in the case suggested that if state law seems arbitrary, given that it's legal to manipulate other devices in a car, people should take it up with the California legislature to change the law. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews.
Well, a driver was pulled over for interacting with his maps, and he fought the ticket. And a judge in Fresno, California, overruled his appeal and said, no, if you're touching your phone for any reason, it's illegal, even if you're futzing with the maps.
That's so interesting because it's okay, I think, to use a GPS navigation device mounted to the car. It's connected to the smartphone where the problem creeps in.
That's correct. And it's this idea, I think, that the courts are trying to make a point that futzing with your phone in any capacity, using your hands, is not legal.
Yeah, there are even some rules in some states about you can't suction cup any device to your windshield because it, quote, obscures your vision. And you can get in trouble even for that in some places.
And there are lots of built-in entertainment devices that usually sound smart on the surface, right? There's a built-in heads-up display, but it won't play movies while the car is in motion. However, the back screens for the kids will play movies while the car are in motion. So then the driver is in a situation where they're sort of driving, paying attention to the GPS, maybe also getting requests from the back seat to, hey, you know, fast forward through Nemo. And then you have to find the controls for that.
There are statistics that show that distracted driving is dangerous.
It certainly is. It has always been dangerous. And, you know, some people who are fighting this kind of ruling will say, well, then picking up the binky should be illegal. And having kids in the backseat who are allowed to speak should be illegal. It's a complicated issue.
Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews. Lindsay, thank you.
Thank you.
A study from AT&T released 10 days ago found that 49% of business professionals, a higher percentage than even teenagers, checked texts and emails while behind the wheel, even though they were aware of the danger.